This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. In the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump, both sides are making their closing pitches today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With the president all but certain to be acquitted Wednesday, the arguments are less about swaying opinion and more for Democrats like Zoe Lofgren about looking at history and future generations.
They will ask why we didn't do anything to stop this president.
Jay Sekulow and the president's lawyers are looking at voters, starting with caucus goers in Iowa tonight.
The answer is elections, not impeachment.
Arguing the American people should decide who sits in the Oval Office. Democrats counter the president, shown he will stop at nothing to cheat in November's election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new hospital is open in China to help cope with coronavirus outbreak that has sickened more than 17,000 people and killed at least 361 in China alone. The World Health Organization says it expects the number of cases to grow. Meanwhile, scientists say the coronavirus may have come from bats. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Experts in China say they have more evidence that the new virus that has recently emerged likely originated in bats. In two papers in the journal Nature, they say the genome sequences from several patients in Wuhan, China, show the virus is closely related to the viruses that cause severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. Although scientists suspect the latest virus outbreak in China began at a seafood market in Wuhan, where wild animals were on sale and in contact with people, the animal source has not yet been pinpointed. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is demanding evidence from the Taliban that it will lower the violence level in Afghanistan before signing a deal that will lead to peace talks and a withdrawal of U.S. troops from the country. You're listening to VOA News. Britain's justice minister says the government will introduce emergency legislation to prevent convicted terrorists from automatically being released early from prison. On Sunday, a man stabbed two people in London days after he was set free halfway through his prison term. He was later killed by police. Earlier, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the parole system needs changes.
But I hope people understand that the anomaly we need to clear up is the process by which some people are still coming out under automatic early release without any kind of scrutiny or parole system.
The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack. After months of campaigning, U.S. Democratic presidential contenders face the voters in actual balloting for the first time tonight as Democrats in Iowa hold caucuses. This is the first step for Democrats in picking a party nominee to face Republican President Donald Trump in November's election. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Campaigns and voters acknowledged a palpable sense of unpredictability and anxiety as Democrats begin choosing which candidate to send on to a November face-off with President Trump. Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders say it's them.
We're the best campaign to go out there and beat Donald Trump.
We will defeat the most dangerous president in modern American history.
Statements echoed by Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden.
We are going to beat Donald Trump.
We can turn 4 years of Donald Trump into an aberration.
Same message from Amy Klobuchar, Andrew Yang, and Mike Bloomberg.
Donald Trump knows that I can beat him.
Bloomberg skipping Iowa to focus on Super Tuesday. I'm Julie Walker.
Days after Gulf Arab states expressed their support for President Trump's efforts at resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, representatives from these same countries and other Muslim nations gathered in Saudi Arabia and rejected the White House's plan as biased. AP's Walter Ratliff has that story.
Representatives of Muslim-majority nations gathered in Saudi Arabia have rejected President Donald Trump's efforts at resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The 57-nation Organization of Islamic Cooperation's rebuke of Trump's plan comes just days after Arab League nations unanimously rejected the White House's proposals, which heavily favor Israel. The Saudi foreign minister said the kingdom backs efforts that push for negotiations, but stressed they must lead to an independent Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Iran said Monday it will stop sharing information with Kiev about the drowning of a Ukrainian jetliner last month. That's after a Ukrainian TV channel on Sunday released leaked recordings from the Iranian air traffic control. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the recording proves that Iran knew from the start that the Ukrainian plane was hit by a missile when it came down January 8th. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.